Mark Lynch is with the Elliott School of International Affairs at George Washington University. He thinks that after tonight's speech, where Mubarak refused to resign, the president cannot cling to power much longer.
I think that that speech is going to absolutely infuriate Egyptians across the board, not just the protesters in Tahrir Square, but everywhere. And I'm actually afraid that things could get very ugly today.
You're afraid that things would get ugly, even though at this point it seems as if, I mean, the crowd seems to be in a bit of unrest. But what would you be watching for? Because there are still security forces, including members of the army and presumably the police, in Tahrir Square.
With the number of people who are there and the anger and energy that's there, any spark could set things off. I'm really actually quite surprised. I think all of the signs leading up over the day were that Mubarak was planning to step down, and I think that expectations in the crowd were very high, which is, I think, one of the reasons why there's so much anger right now.
Do you think that there was actually any decision made for Mubarak to step down and then he decided not to? I mean, how much is he feeling pressure from the outside world? Even President Obama, speaking earlier today at Marquette, said that he was urging a genuine peaceful transfer of power. Is Mubarak not interested in the voices not only from abroad but the voices from Tahrir Square?
Well, I don't think anybody would claim to understand what's going on inside of Hosni Mubarak's head right now. But clearly, he is resentful of the pressure that he's getting from the outside and seems to think that he understands what's going on inside his country, although it seems fairly clear that he doesn't. I think that everybody has been sending him the message now for over a week that it's essential that he step down in the interest of moving to a real transition, but he just does not seem to be able to receive that message.
What do you make of the fact that he is apparently transferring some power anyway to his vice president, Omar Suleiman?
Nobody seems quite clear on what exactly that means, and the way that it was delivered in the middle of the speech when people were already infuriated means that it's not going to have any impact on the way people feel right now.
It won't have any impact, but what is the general consensus about Suleiman, including among those at the White House who may have to deal with him?
I think that there's a great deal of skepticism. I think nobody really believes that Suleiman is somebody who can oversee a real transition to democracy. There's a great deal of skepticism about whether you can trust him or not. On the other hand, as you say, people do recognize they might end up having to work with him. But right now, I think that the key thing is that people in Egypt, in Tahrir, were not looking for subtle distinctions on constitutional law. They wanted to hear one thing clearly. They wanted to hear Mubarak say that he was stepping down, and he didn't.
All right, and they're not hearing that today. Mark Lynch, thank you very much. Mark Lynch, professor at the Elliott School of International Affairs at George Washington University, author of the book Voices of the New Arab Public. Mark, thank you very much.
Thank you.